Welcome to Deep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Visitors and residents in the vicinity of the Greenwood Great House in St. James should benefit from improved road conditions. This as the St. James Parish Council is carrying out rehabilitative works on the main road to the Great House in the parish. Mayor of Montego Bay, Glendon Harris, says improving the road conditions is geared towards boosting tourist arrivals and contributing to the development of the area.
It is a tourism enhancement funded project which will enhance visitors going to the Greenwood Gatehouse and other persons that have to travel that area. So it will make it comfortable, and not only comfortable but inviting, so that we can see some funding staying in the local economy, because as it is now, or as it was then, it was not inviting for visitors to go to the Greenwood Gatehouse, which resulted in loss of revenue for that business.
The rehabilitative work is being carried out to the highest standard to ensure the roadway will be able to withstand severe weather conditions.
We seek to ensure that we get the highest standard of road that will last. You know, several attempts have been made to have that road in a good, acceptable condition, but I feel so we at this time are cognizant of that and is ensuring that our job is done there, that the traveling public through the Great House and that area in particular is much more comfortable than it used to be.
The work got started in March and should be completed in short order. Approximately $12 million is being spent on the project. Mr. Harris described some of the work taking place in the area.
Resurfacing, and it should include some drainage so that the road can be maintained for a good while. The funding was provided from the Tourism Enhancement Fund by a Jeep Member of Parliament, Bartlett, and the implementing agency, the St. James Parish Council. At the end of the project, they can expect to get a smooth Barber Green ride up that hill and down. That is going to last for a minimum of 15 years.
Mayor of Montego Bay, Glendon Harris. Jeep is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
Jean, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done, but when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.